Accused killer of Aussie surfing brothers faces court in Mexico. A court in Mexico has heard that one of three men accused of killing two Australian brothers and their American friend allegedly confessed the crime to his then-girlfriend. Callum Robinson, 33, Jake Robinson, 30, and their American friend Carter Rode, 30, were on the surfing holiday of a lifetime in the Mexican state of Baja California when they were reported missing after last being seen on April 27. The men's bodies were later found 10 meters down a secluded well. All three had been shot. Accused ringleader Jesus Gerardo faced court in Mexico on Thursday, where it was heard his now former partner had given him up to police after he allegedly told her he'd messed up three gringos and killed them. Mr. Gerardo, who was charged with forced kidnapping, did not enter a plea and will remain in custody until November when he will face court again. Mexican authorities believe the motive of the killings was to steal tires from the utility the men had been driving. Meanwhile, AAP has revealed two of the three suspects so far had methamphetamine in their systems and Mr. Gerardo had one of the victims' phones. Mr. Gerardo is known for having a criminal record including drugs, car theft, and domestic violence. Police still believe more people could have been involved in the attack. Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong said Australia's embassy in Mexico would continue to work with Mexican authorities. I am heartbroken for Jake and Callum's parents and am thinking of them at this incredibly difficult time, she said. The Australian Federal Police remain involved in the investigation. Fundraiser for heartbroken family surpasses $300,000. The parents of the Australian brothers, Martin and Deborah Robinson, flew to Mexico to identify their sons' bodies earlier this week. Afterwards, they traveled to the United States, where they spoke to media about the harrowing ordeal. It is with heavy hearts that we share the news that Callum and Jake Robinson have been murdered, she said. Our hearts are broken and the world has become a darker place for us. We also mourn the loss of Carter Rode, a close friend. They were young men, enjoying their passion of surfing together. Callum has been remembered for being a lacrosse champion who represented Australia internationally, while Jake was a music lover and medical student. The family has a GoFundMe page in order to raise $350,000 to cover the costs of bringing their sons home, their travel expenses, and funeral costs. JT Fitzgerald, who set the page up on the family's behalf, echoed the sentiments of so many who have been involved with the Robinson family. In the wake of the heartbreaking loss of Callum Robinson and Jake Robinson, our hearts ache with grief for their families, friends, and community, JT said in a statement on the fundraising site. Their presence brought immeasurable joy, love, and kindness to those around them, leaving a mark on our lives. As of Thursday morning, the fundraiser had raised $311,257 of its target. The funds will be used for expenses including flights, funeral directors in both Australia and the US, legal fees, and $10,000 will be put towards memorial services in the US and Australia.